With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. The Caldwell First Nation and Parks Canada have signed a memorandum of understanding to explore co-governance of the new Ojibwe National Urban Park.
We spent 2 years with Parks Canada talking about what this could look like, and Parks Canada was always willing to come to the table, and Caldwell was always willing to sit down and work on advancing our relationship so that it's very strong.
That's Chief Mary Duckworth. Parks Canada says they're still in the early stages of planning the park.
Got to work through a lot of details. Co-governance is a major portion of that, but also fundamentals like the clearly defined boundary of the park, the agreements with the municipality, with the province about how the existing lands will be managed as well.
Caroline McIntosh is with Parks Canada. The agreement was signed yesterday at Point Pelee National Park. It's budget day in Ontario, and so far we've heard the budget will include help for municipalities to reach their housing targets and reforms to auto insurance. Finance Minister Peter Bethenfalvy has said it won't include any new tax increases. Don't expect efforts to cut the deficit, though. That was projected at $5.3 billion last fall. The UN Security Council has passed a resolution demanding a stop to the fighting in Gaza. It's passed two resolutions on the humanitarian crisis there, but this is the first demanding a ceasefire. The resolution passed with 14 votes in favor, none opposed. The U.S. abstained. 32,000 Palestinians have died since Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th. An RCMP report that's heavily redacted warns Canadians under 35 may never own a home. CTV News got the report through an access to information request. It warns the next 5 years will be marked with climate change, a global recession, misinformation, and government distrust. It says law enforcement should anticipate further social and political polarization. It's Fraud Prevention Month, and Windsor police say fraud involving credit cards and debit cards is still a big problem, so it's offering tips to avoid being a victim, including setting up notifications for all transactions and using mobile payment apps. Officials in Baltimore are looking for at least 7 people after a bridge collapsed. It happened around 1:30 this morning. Multiple vehicles fell in the river. CNN says a ship struck a column of the bridge. If it withstands legal challenges, social media accounts for kids under 14 will be banned in Florida. Teens 14 and 15 will need parental permission to have one. The Associated Press says the new law takes effect next year. And a champion speller from Windsor is headed to Washington, D.C. Isaac Brogan went 15 rounds at Sunday's WFCU Credit Union Scripps Regional Spelling Bee. The National Spelling Bee is in June. The Jays fell to the Pirates 4-3 in spring training. While in the NBA, the Nets beat the Raptors 96-88, and the Knicks won 124-99 over the Pistons. We'll get showers, windy, up to 12 today. Might get a thunderstorm this evening and 3 overnight, and maybe a shower tomorrow, windy again, and 7. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.